Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning for our morning interview with Julia Smith, who is the president of SOS Lifeline. Julia, thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really appreciative of this time.
Yeah, it's great to have you here this morning. We're here to talk about something really important. Let's start off with what SOS Lifeline is.
All right. So we are a collaborative group, coalition, really, of churches and individuals and other agencies in town. And we work together for to help people who are in difficult situations, maybe finding themselves homeless for the first time, or we try to help them keep people from becoming homeless. That's one of our things that we really try to do for folks. And also, we put on an event every year called Project Homeless Connect. So that's our biggie today. Yeah,
that's right. That's coming up next week. And yes, we were chatting just a little bit about some of the history of it here, yes, in Sitka. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. So Project Homeless Connect is a national event. It is something that happens all over the United States, and it coincides with a national survey on homelessness that is done by the federal government. And it always is in January, and it still is in January. And so the first one we did was in January. And we do a survey of the folks who come, and we ask them to evaluate and give us their suggestions. And one of the suggestions was, January is too late. We need extra items and gear in November. And so we moved our event to November.
Yeah, that's
so
fantastic.
That's why we have it now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
This is the time.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So this is the national program, Project Homeless Connect, but it's happening a little bit earlier here in Sitka, but very much because that's what the community wanted and requested.
Exactly. Yes.
So what is Project Homeless Connect itself?
All right. Well, this is a place to come if you are homeless or you are concerned about becoming homeless. And we have items for you to take. They are donated items that are free for you to take that you might need to help yourself through the winter. So we have tarps. If someone needs a tent, we'll get one for them. We won't have tents at the event, but we will have them available. We also have warm weather gear. We try to have headlamps and batteries to go with headlamps, and the normal things like socks and hats and gloves and coats and warm underwear and things like that. So those are the items that people can find when they come. We also have several groups that will be there that are part of our endeavor. So besides SOS, we will have a sale will be there, and they'll be giving away bus passes. Search Health Prevention will be there with information, and they always have some interesting things to give away as well. The Homeless Coalition will be there. They'll be talking about Hixisani and the little houses that are being built. United Methodist Church will be there, and we're going to have grocery cards. The St. Peter's Episcopal Church will be there. UAS Adult Learning will be there with information about that program and other giveaways. And the Hope Coalition will also be there. So we are very excited about the large group of folks that will be presenting information. And so folks can everybody will have a table. So when you come in, you can walk around at the tables, or you can collect items that you need. Also have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or cocoa and snacks. So it's a welcoming event, and people are invited to come.
Okay. Yes. Wow. Yeah. It sounds robust. It sounds like there's a lot going on, and people will walk away with a lot, both physical things and information and connections.
Right. And connections. Yes.
When does it happen?
Well, we will be at the Harrigan Centennial Hall on Tuesday, November 14th. The event starts at 11 and closes at 1. And so it'll be fast and furious.
Okay, yeah.
But that's a good time for folks who are going to the Salvation Army for lunch, kind of before lunch or after lunch. You can come over and take it. advantage of this event.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, not only are you wanting to reach out to people who might want to attend this event, but you're reaching out to other folks who might want to help with the event.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because that's going to, you're looking for people now to begin helping. Tell us about that.
All right. So now you can help in a variety of ways. So one of the ways is to donate. And one of the main things we're asking for donations are the things that I talked about. So socks, green and brown tarps, hats, gloves, boots, long johns, warm underwear, base layer, jogging and sweatpants and sweatshirts, weatherproof items, jackets, so the waterproof pants, items like that. If you think you're going to be outside, think about yourself. If I were outside all the time, what would I want to wear? Mm-hmm. And so these don't need to be new items. We ask that they be clean and serviceable. And we're looking for items for men and women. So those items are things we're looking for. Those donations are currently being accepted at UAS in their main entry. There's a been there, and also St. Peter's on Lincoln Street at the Sea House on the porch. There's a bin there, or during the day if the church is open, you can leave your items in the back door of the church.
Okay, and the Sea House is just behind the church.
Behind the church. So if you drive in the driveway, you can look up and there's the Sea House, and go the other way, it's the church.
Perfect.
Back door. So either way.
Okay.
So if it's raining really hard and you have items, you could put them during the day in that back door area.
Okay. And right. People can start dropping off things anytime.
Anytime.
Now. You'll accept items until
the 13th. That's the day before. So okay. We'll accept items until the day before. And the other thing, if you don't have any items and you'd like to help, we will take monetary donations. These things we use to buy items that usually can't be donated. It's very hard to get headlamps and batteries. And also to it would be help us to help pay for our event. That would be wonderful, too, because we do have the expense of the room and a few other things. We try to keep our expenses at a minimum, but they do happen. So if you would like to make a monetary donation, just give me a call. And that's 907-738-6336.
That's wonderful. And there's one other way that folks can help out, which would probably also require calling you, and that's to actually help out at the event. You're looking for volunteers.
I am looking for a few volunteers. The biggest thing is to set up and then take down. Of course, the Centennial staff is just amazing, as usual. They just do everything, bend over backwards to help. But we will have a lot of items to organize and to set out. I mean, they will be organized. We just need to get them on the tables and hang things up. So if you have some time on Tuesday, November 14th, I'll be there about 9 o'clock. And if you want to come about 9:30, to help set up, that would be great. Or you can give an hour, a half an hour time, and then takedown would be at 1. And so give me a call, 907-738-6336, and I'll plug you in to helping out with getting us organized.
Fantastic. So yeah. There are lots of ways for people to get involved with this event coming up on Tuesday, November 14th at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yeah.
You can become a volunteer, you can donate, or you can attend to get information and goods. And then we're just about out of time, but I do want to just allow you to briefly mention some other opportunities for people looking for support. There's a grant program.
Right. We have a grant program that we work with the Salvation Army, and we work with SAIL, and we work with some of the churches in town. And so I get calls from people who actually, for very little money, might be able to stay in their home. You know, they may be evicted but just for a little bit of help. And so we do not give the grants ourselves. We give them through the other organizations. So I know that Salvation Army Social Services has ours, and that's the place to go, and then SAIL clients as well. And then if you are part of a church, you can talk to your pastor, and we can also help through that avenue. We don't have a tremendous amount of money, but we do judiciously use what has been donated to us for this cause, for this particular one. And our main emphasis is to help people stay in their homes and not become homeless. Because once you become homeless, it's very difficult to get out of that. And we all know how difficult it is just to find a place to live in Sitka. And of course, we don't have housing for people, but we try our best to help people in those situations.
Wonderful. Well, yeah. Thank you very much for sharing information about this event. Julia Smith is the president of SOS Lifeline. You can reach her at 907-738-6336. Thank you, Julia, for being here this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome, Brooke. Have a great day, everyone.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.